When I return in October, then we are going to mix voices so that you, as a soprano, can hear a bass and a tenor and an alto in your section, because that adds another layer of richness to the music. We have done it many times, and the great conductors understand this. But this is good for our practice because we can do bass and tenor and alto and soprano. Easier for me sometimes. But I got this the other night, and I wanted to tell you, it's just a little notebook. In the coming months, on YouTube and the internet, on the website motherandsriaurobindo.org, you will be seeing almost 60 hours of interviews with the oldest ashramites, those who met Mother and Sri Aurobindo at their darshan, and their stories, their wonderful experiences, their sharing of things so precious, and we are losing them at a rather rapid rate. Tomorrow I interview Noren Singh Nahar, age 93. The body was injured badly in an accident in Paris, but his mind is so clear, and he has so much to share. This week, it's just absolutely amazing. In the last week or 10 days, Vasanti, Gautam, some of you will know these names, Aster Patel, Nirata, Noren Singh, Dr. Dalal this morning, and Dr. Dalal was wonderful, speaking about integral psychology and how Sri Aurobindo has made it possible for all the psychological areas to unite. Oh, he spoke so sweetly. And the word is out, so many more ashramites will be interviewed on my return. But I wanted to read this to you from the mother. My children, we are united towards the same goal and for the same accomplishment, for a work unique and new that the divine grace has given us to accomplish. I hope that more and more you will understand the exceptional importance of this work, and that you will sense in yourselves the sublime joy that the accomplishment will give you. The divine force is with you. Feel its presence more and more, and be very careful never to betray it. Feel, wish, act, that you may be new beings for the realization of a new world. And for this, my blessings shall be always with you, the mother. As mother has said, this, that music is one of the best ways of opening the psychic being. I welcome you in my last home choir for some months. And I will tell you what I do here. And it's very simple. Very, very simple. I invoke the grace and presence of the divine. I call the mother and Sri Aurobindo to bless each one of you, to guide you and to protect you and to shower their grace upon you. And I simply place my head on their feet and let the Om choir open to that new music of transformation, eternal beauty, divine love, and force. Express it through the power of music and the force of Om. Keep the Om in you. Wherever you go, as you walk along, sing Om. Ma 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 ma
ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma
ma. Yes, mouths wide open, let all the music come.
Ma 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 ma.
Very difficult now. Ashwapatin. More and more children should come to the Om Choir. Their cries are also music. As one drawn to his lost spiritual home feels now the closeness of a waiting love, into a passage dim and tremulous that clasped him in from day and night's pursuit, he traveled, led by a mysterious sound, a murmur, multitudinous and lone, all sounds it was in turn, yet still the same. A hidden call to unforeseen delight in the summoning voice of one long known and loved, but nameless to the unremembering mind. It led to rapture back the truant heart. The immortal cry ravished the captive ear, then lowering its imperious mystery, it sank to a whisper, circling round the soul. It seemed the yearning of a lonely flute that roamed along the shores of memory and filled the eyes with tears of longing joy. A cricket's rash and fiery single note, it marked with shrill melody night's moonless hush, and beat upon a nerve of mystic sleep, its high, insistent, magical reveille, a jingling silver laugh of anklet bells, traveled the roads of a solitary heart, its dance solaced an eternal loneliness. An old forgotten sweetness sobbing came, or from afar harmonious distance heard the tinkling pace of a long caravan, it seemed at times, or a vast forest's hymn, the solemn reminder of a temple gong, a bee croon honey drunk in summer aisles, ardent with ecstasy in a slumberous noon, or the far anthem of a pilgrim sea.
Oh.
A vast unknown is round us and within. All things are wrapped in the dynamic one, a subtle link of union joins all life.
Oh.
For this, he left his white eternity and laid on the Spirit the burden of the flesh, that Godhead's seed might flower in mindless space.
Oh.
Thus, we draw near to the all-wonderful. Following his rapture in things as sign and guide. Beauty is his footprint, showing us where he has passed. Love is his heartbeat's rhythm in mortal breasts. Happiness, the smile on his adorable face. A communion of spiritual entities, a genius of creative immanence, makes all creation deeply intimate. A fourth dimension of aesthetic sense, where all is in ourselves, ourselves in all, to the cosmic wideness realigns our souls. I would ask in this last Om that we all invoke the divine blessings on each other. I am humbled and filled with gratitude for each of you, those who have just come and those who have been here for many years together. I invoke their blessings on all of you, and for this last Om choir of my present stay.
Thank you.
there is a sun of which our physical sun is a faint reflection. It is that which burns in each of us, first as a spark, and then as a flame. I pray, let the flame grow.